This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? I am back with another video. Got my mind on my YouTube and my YouTube is on my mind. I'm back with another podcast, but if y'all not tuned in to my YouTube channel, I did film like 2 videos for y'all today. So if y'all into like visual content just as much as you are into the audio content, definitely go and check your girl out because I got big things popping over there and little things stopping over there. Same here. So shout out to y'all who come back and listen to this show on a consistent basis, week to week, showing up for your girl. All y'all who be reaching out to me on the side, sending me DMs, sending me comments, I really appreciate you so much. And I just wanted to come on and do another podcast with you guys because I had a heavy heart this morning and I really just had to transmute my energy. And so I feel like so much more clarity, I feel like so much more positivity. I'm just in a beautiful space, and right in front of me is a snake plant and my vision board that I made a few years ago prior to like all these manifestations of my life. And as I'm looking at the words that's on this vision board, I can see clearly that all of my hopes, dreams, and ambitions is coming to fruition. Like places that's on this board, I have been, the different things that are mentioned here has been brought to me, like everything, being on the right path and being on the right track. I was talking to my mom this morning about how, you know, I witnessed all the women around me get married really young, and they pretty much moved out no later than 18 years old. And for me, just moving out of my parents' house at 29, it was just like, okay, I feel so late. I feel so behind. And I feel like this is a reoccurring like feeling within my specific generation as a millennial, because the way we do things is a little bit slower than how the baby boomers and them did things, but also we are a little bit slower as to what the Gen Z's are doing, because I feel like the Gen Z's are reaching high levels of success really fast, and the millennials, we kind of trail in the middle between the two. And so I recently had this brand ambassador gig that I did, and it was at Colonia Downs at the Derby, and they paid homage to Sacrisariat. That was a movie that my mom's husband had introduced me to. So if y'all haven't seen Sacrisariat, it's a really good movie and I highly recommend. But being at the racetrack, it made me like be able to bring this word to y'all and put things into perspective. Like, life is not a race. If you find yourself in a race, you will find yourself going around in circles, repeatedly trying to catch your tail. And for what? Like, it's not worth it. And so what I wanted to come on here and talk to y'all was about the race of life and how we have been programmed to feel like we have to reach these levels, attain these things quickly and fastly, because if we don't, it means that we are not successful. And that is not true. It is about the process. It is about the timing that God has already preordained for you. It is not meant for you to make your own timeline for what it is that's happening or to happen in your life. Like, your plan is already written. Before you were placed in your mother's womb, your plan was already written. It is written. It is so. And so for us to try to interject and for us to try to intercede on the plans that God has for us, it is just not worth it. It is not worth putting that energy. It is not putting worth putting that focus into, just trying to make things be what we want them to be. Not so for me. I had to like really think about it. Like, these horses in this race, they get worn down, their bodies get messed up, they have to have like different people on their team to be able to mend them back up because they are being pushed so hard. Same thing with athletes, those who enter into the Olympics and these big competitions, they are wearing their bodies down so tough, so hard, all for what? And I feel like a lot of people that's around me, they have worn their emotions down so deeply into relationships, so deeply into wanting to be in a connection with another, that they have put emotional toil onto themselves so deeply that it is starting to turn into physical ailments. And so I talked to y'all about how the absence of my father impacted me in some really deep ways, and I can say that like my emotional like stability has not always been intact, and that is one thing that I want to commit to myself, to be able to handle my own emotions in a way that I am not letting those outside of me eternally be able to flip my lid in a sense when it is not necessary, and really just being able to have that agency over oneself and having that emotional intelligence over oneself and not having to seek outside of myself for that security. And so I know for me, like, I've been really, really emotional about my hair journey right now because my hair is in this stage where I don't know what to do with it. I am not that knowledgeable about natural hair. I know all off or all on. So I'm in a space where I really don't want to wear my wigs because it's kind of hot outside and I don't have anything prepped and ready for me to just throw on that's really light and airy. So I've really just been wrapping my hair, and I'm starting to find like wrapping my hair has been really symbolic for something else that I had no idea about. I don't know if y'all see women like Queen of Fua, for example, or there's this girl on Instagram that I follow now, Camellia. They keep their hair covered, they keep their hair wrapped, and that's like a spiritual, like symbolic significance of me protecting my crown. And so me not wanting my hair to be out right now, yes, it's linked to my insecurity, but I think another part of it is actually linked to something bigger and greater about my crown chakra and how it is to be protected. And what is it that your higher self is seeing for you? What is it that God has for you? And the crown chakra is linked to the number 7, because it's your 7th chakra. It's at the top of your head. It is about knowing, connection to spirit and the universe. So this is a higher knowingness. Mantras that you can use to strengthen your crown chakra would be sitting in silence and doing the Om. When your crown chakra is balanced, you feel spiritual bliss, unity, wisdom, open-mindedness, peacefulness, connection to the universe, and you have a strong nervous system. In the times where your crown chakra is unbalanced, it may lead to things like mental disorder, fear, materialisticness, memory and learning problems, apathy, brokenness, and spiritual crises. That's why it's so important for us to like really make sure that we're catering to our chakra spaces and making sure that those are like really fine-tuned and in alignment with who it is that we are, because they impact us in our outer world. Like, that which is within will show without. And so I kept saying that, you know, when I change environments, I'm gonna be this thing, I'm gonna be that thing, or whatever. A lot of times we move to places and thinking that like it's gonna change our life. A lot of times we go into these jobs thinking that they're gonna change our life. That's not what's changing your life. You are changing your own life based on your own decisions and how it is that you have been able to like curate a reality for yourself based on your actions. And so it's time for us to really stop putting all of our power externally into these jobs, into the people that we're in a relationship with, into our friends, and like really realize that your source of power is deep within yourself. Like your reflection of God, you're in God's image, you're in God's likeness. And so with that being said, you have to really like own up to that. Stop being humble. Oh my gosh, like it's time for us to stop playing small. It's time for us to stop being humble. It's time for us to really like show up in a trueness and an authenticity of who it is that we are. And yes, there has been times where I'm sitting over here like, I don't want to go outside looking like this. I don't want to be in public looking like this. Like, I just feel like I've let myself go because I haven't got my hair done, my nails done, my toes done. But all these things are like superficial things. What is it that I'm creating that's bigger than my toes, my nails, my hair? I know people say that self-care is going to get your hair done, getting your wax, getting your nails, getting all these little things done. And while those things are like nice, they do kind of make you feel better, but what is it that we are attaching to these things that is making us feel worthy? I don't want to feel like only when my hair is neat and proper, that's when I'm worthy, because that's a programming. There's nothing wrong with the natural hair that grows out of my body, and there's nothing wrong with me walking around like that. Yes, we have to have good health practices with our hair. So like getting your ends clipped, that's a non-negotiable, because of course you can end up getting breakage and ruin it, having it moisturized, all these things. Like whatever it is that your hair type needs, catering to that, just like you do your body. Like whatever you put in your body is going to be a reflection of what comes out of your body, different things like that. And so like, yeah, all that's important, but I want to be able to get to a space where I feel so confident in myself that like I don't care if, you know, my hair is not in a quote unquote style, that I could still walk outside with my natural afro and feel like a beautiful person and not feel like I have to put on makeup to be able to show up on my channel with my natural hair, or not feeling like I have to always hide it or cover it up because I don't personally know what to do. I only really know how to work with relaxed hair, and that's just where my knowledge base stems from. Anytime that like I was relaxed and I went and got my hair styled, within a day or two it would go flat. Is it flat, or all the style would just come out? And I'm not saying it in a negative connotation way. My hair is so unruly, it does what it wants. My hair is literally like me, okay? Does what it wants to do. It rocks to the beat of its own drum. It has a mind of its own. It does its own thing. The state in which my hair wants to be in, it will be in, and it cannot be manipulated. And I know that there's some key life lessons that I can learn from my hair, just about how it reacts and doesn't react to certain things. I feel like me just being in this space where I haven't been able to get my hair done, or not that I haven't been able to, I have been able to, but I just have not prioritized that as important. It has taught me a lot about myself. Like I literally cried myself to sleep last night because of the simple fact that I felt so ugly. And these are programmings, these are things that I have held on to from childhood, being teased about my hair, the struggles that my mom had with my hair because she didn't have the knowledge about natural hair or what to do with it. And I'm 29 years old, and yet I'm still holding on to these things. I'm in my process of letting go. The death card came out in a reading that I was listening to this morning, which speaks to change and transformation. And I think that that's definitely a period that I'm in right now. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I've been processing and thinking about. I'm just so proud of myself for being able to transmute my energy from missing my therapy session and not dwelling on that, but seeing what it was that I could do to work towards my own personal goals and like really maximizing on my time and using my time in a way that's going to contribute to the life that I really, really want for myself. Like, I never recorded in this space before. In my new spot, I told y'all a few podcast episodes ago that I would be moving, so I have officially moved now, and that's another like big change that's happened for your girl. I will be posting my apartment tour. Being in this space is different. I'm still trying to like get adjusted to everything. All my stuff is not like where I'm used to it being, and it's just like a big period of expansion for me because I've literally been living out of one room for 5 years, and now I have multiple spaces. 7 or 8 spaces to choose from, which is so trippy to me. So yeah, just getting used to that and just getting used to a different quality of life, and also being able to speak up for myself and the things that I want and desire and need. All of it is definitely a process. I'm going to really try my hardest not to rush through my life and feel like I have to attain all these things really, really fast, because it's just like, once you sit in it and you actually get it and you keep thinking about the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, how is it that you can like really just bask into what it is that you hope, wish, and manifest for yourself? You get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's where I've been at with it. I am so grateful and appreciative to y'all who are supporting this space, coming back and listening to the sound of my voice. This episode is a quickie one because y'all, I gotta go off to work, and I hate to just leave y'all on a cliffhanger and leave y'all hanging like this, but I have so many ideas, so many topics like still in my phone, but I just wanted to kind of update y'all in real time about what's been happening with me since I kind of like let some of the episodes just go on autopilot for a while. So this is the most up-to-date thoughts, feelings of my life experiences through conversation. If y'all want to connect with us, you can do so at Journey Free Podcast on social media, as well as leave us a rating or review based on what this episode meant to you, what this show means to you, and tell a friend and tell a friend about Journey Free Podcast. That way we can spread this show to multiple audiences all around the world, because y'all know we are girls of the world, and the more that we share this show with our friends, our homegirls, our rollies, our writers, the more that the algorithm will know that this is something that people are really into, and we can reach spaces, places, and people all over the world, which is really, really, really important to me. So thank y'all so much for doing that. Yeah, so my closet window don't go down, so y'all probably heard like a lot of the environmental sounds in the back, and I'm in the middle of the city, girl, so it's pretty loud at times, but it is what it is. We got this episode out, and that's all that matters. I'm wishing y'all a happy, healthy, safe, vibrant, and vital week ahead. I pray that y'all are living in your fruitfulness and your abundance, that all your hopes, dreams, and ambitions come to fruition for you tenfold and 100 more, because you deserve it. Like, I know y'all been working really, really hard. I know y'all been praying really, really hard, and I pray that y'all are able to step into your manifestations a little bit more. Don't lose sight, don't lose faith. Y'all keep y'all head up, because the best is yet to come, baby. Until next time, bye, journeys.